Ready? Hello. Welcome back, Reveal listeners. This is Leonka Reyna, your host. I'm on with Deborah Hawking, your other co-host. And we're so excited today because, gosh, this is actually a very different topic. I always say that. But this one we have, Deborah and I have been kind of percolating with. And, you know, so I always have to do our sign-in. So this is the Reveal Show. Welcome, welcome. And for everyone who is new to hearing us on the podcast, you can always catch a new show at reveal.leonka.com. And be sure to opt in and get our free gift, which is a creation planner. Deborah, you know, we are starting this show, and I'm going to kind of lead in just a second and then ask Deborah a question, but this is something that we had been talking about, you know, for several months, and it was something that kind of was, oh, consciousness brought it to our attention. It was, you know, just percolating, and, you know, we've kind of, with the progression of this show, there have been times where things are super-duper busy, and we are can't even turn around, and we're just, you know, spinning out of control what we feel like, and then there's been times where it's been very slow, and, you know, we struggled to, when we first were doing some stuff, we struggled to connect with folks before we even started the show. It was very hard to really get our name out. And then when we were in the show, we were like a whirlwind. So we wanted to talk a little bit about that today. And so, Deborah, why don't you give everyone the title and say hello?
Hello, everyone. We're so glad to be here with you tonight. And as Leonka said, you know what's so great about having our own podcast is we get to talk about whatever we want. I'm just going to say that. I love it. I love
and
that
you
we
guys get to listen in.
Exactly. And we promise you, we are aware if it's something that's on our minds, it's probably on a lot of people's minds. So what we're talking about tonight is Extremeville. How many of us live in Extremeville? And, you know, a lot of us make things very black and white or good and bad or, you know, I'm overwhelmed or I'm just stuck. And so that's kind of where we want to go tonight and really
– Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I want you also to talk a little bit about what is Extremeville? Like, what do you mean by that? And I know that you said black or white. So just want to make sure that we drive that message home.
Extremeville, I think, is most people would recognize it being when we are – it's like opposite poles of a spectrum. And, you know, the way that I look at it, the visual I get, and maybe if you're a visual person, you can imagine a stick. And on one side of the stick – on the very far end to the left is stuck, and to the very far right is overwhelm. And what Leonka and I have discovered is most of us live on one of those extremes. If you ask, you know, you could probably go out and ask, you know, 20 people today, you know, how are they, what's going on, how are they doing? And you're either probably going to hear, God, I am so stuck right now. You know, I really want to, you know, I really want to change jobs. I really want to do something different.
Right. But, gosh, nothing's, you know, really going for me.
Yeah. I feel like I just, you know, can't get through the door. Nothing's happening no matter what I do.
I've sent out a ton of resumes. No one calls.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why isn't this, why is nothing happening? Okay. Now, now think about, now on the other side, the opposite side of that stick, you could go out and talk to the another 20, 10 or 20 people, and you're going to hear, I am so overwhelmed, I can't breathe. Life is coming at me so fast. I'm trying to take care of my kids. My teenager's gone crazy. My mother's in the hospital. You know, my husband has been laid off. You know, I am, you know, at my wit's end. I do not have enough time in the day. I can't sleep at night. I'm so anxious, exhausted, worried. And, you know, this is kind of a Southern term, but if any of you have heard it, you'll really get it. When I think about overwhelm, I always tell Leonka this when I feel like I'm in overwhelm, I'll say, Leonka, I'm drinking through a fire hose. Which means
I just have
that
this image, like, of just the fire hose is on, and it's just like poor Deborah, all in your face.
It's just everywhere, right? I mean, you're just being blown out of control. You know, my hair is
soaking wet.
I'm soaking wet. It's everywhere.
You can't stop it,
right?
Yeah.
So, I think y'all probably get it by now. This is Extremeville, and the majority of us do live in on one extreme side or the other. Rarely do we go out into the world and ask someone, hey, how's it going? And they go, man, I am so in the flow. I'm in my sweet spot. Man, my life is just, God, it's just perfect. It's just about as great as it gets. I mean,
unless you check them out on Facebook.
Everybody's life is perfect on Facebook. I forgot about that. Sweet spot extraordinaire Facebook.
Right.
But we all know that's not true.
You
know, I'm not saying that there aren't some great, happy, content people out there. But for the most part, we're either on one side of the spectrum or the other. And I think everybody pretty much knows that that's true. So the reason we're talking about this is because, you know, it's painful, number one, to live in Extremeville. It's probably more of the norm than not. And also, we would love to help people because there have been times where Leonka and I have been in the flow of a sweet spot. And Leonka, you really coined it perfectly when we were talking earlier. What is the sweet spot really?
Yeah, I mean, look, we talked about how this is really the same continuum, whether it's Stuckville or Extremeville, right? And it just depends on where you are in that continuum. And really, that means where is your allowance or your reaction to the anxiety that you are experiencing whenever you are hanging out in one of those two extremes? So it's really your reaction to everything, right? And how can you look at being much more in allowance rather than having that reactory response to anxiety?
Yeah, perfect. I love that. It's in the sweet spot, as Leonka said, there's no actual sweet spot. It's whatever your unique allowance is on that continuum. And the reason that when we tell you that overwhelm and stuck are really the same thing, they're one stick, they're just different sides of the stick. And the reason, and if you think about, I mean, go along with us here for a minute. When we were really researching and thinking about, you know, whether you're in overwhelm, you know, like you just are just can't add one more thing to your plate, or whether you're feeling so stuck that, you know, you're about to lose your mind, you have the same feelings. And this is why Leonka and I are saying it's the same thing. It's just different sides of the tree, of the spectrum, of the stick.
Right.
Because if you're in overwhelm, you feel anxious. If you're in stuck, you feel anxious. If you're in overwhelm, you're generally unhappy. If you're in stuck, you're unhappy. If you're in overwhelm, you feel like you're not getting what you want. If you're stuck, you feel like you're not getting what you want.
Yeah, wow.
You know, it's so if you start thinking about this, because we've made these out to be two totally different planets, right?
Right. Where you need a rocket ship, like, right?
You need a rocket ship to get from one side to the other. Yes, exactly right. And really, we're only talking about a few steps in one direction or the other emotionally. That's all. Emotionally.
You know, Deborah, one of the things that really brought this up, and the reason why we're having this conversation is because, and I want people to be able to really relate with this. I mean, how many times have we sat there and we've gotten, you know, we've gone out. Now we're not stuck, right? We sent out all these resumes, and now you've got your best gear on for your first day at work, and then all of a sudden, your day is completely yanked away from you. And I use that term because it's not. You gave it over there. You wanted that job. You wanted to fill your time with something new and challenging, right? That's mm-hmm. why you put it, or you wanted to just get a job, or whatever it is that you wanted to fill your time, or you wanted to have that is creating something new. But then how many times do we turn around and going, oh my gosh, I'm so busy. I can't turn around to when you had more than enough time on your hands. I'm using time as an example. You can use money here, right? You can use other things, but you're like, oh my gosh, I'm just so busy. I can't even turn around. It's so much going on. I mean, by the time I get off, it's dark. I don't work out. I mean, it's just, and then all of a sudden, all those things that you said you wanted, you're like now, kind of resenting it. You're like, And really and truly, I mean, are you really truly not wanting the job or the opportunity? Probably, no, that's not the case. You really do want to have those opportunities, and you're so grateful for them. But our tone and our reaction is what we're putting off every single day, right?
Yeah, absolutely,
and so
absolutely.
We're not allowing ourselves to be in allowance with the where we are on that. And so, and this is a question I asked to Deborah earlier. Deborah, wouldn't you say that this is the place where we start to almost repel new and more exciting things to come into our lives, right? Because
of
the way that we're reacting to this new extreme or to
right.
this new perceived, what we consider extreme.
Yeah, and in our earlier conversation, we were talking about whatever you resist persists, so whether it's overwhelm or whether it's stuck, I mean, when you resist that particular energy, it hangs around longer. It like
mm-hmm.
wraps its arms around you tighter. I remember, somebody demonstrating resistance to me one time, and that is, they came up and encouraged me to, push on their arm. And when they pushed, I pushed back. So,
uh-huh.
When something is, when we're resisting something and pushing it away, it the momentum becomes stronger. So when we're in these extreme states, the more that we're resisting it, resenting it, not wanting it, making it wrong, making up stories about why and how, and it's like inviting it to just, move in and set up camp,
And I would even take it a step further by saying, and then you start telling universe, I don't really want that anymore. And you start to slow down your flow if you're in that type of overwhelm. Or you're saying, I do want more of this by resisting it, right? Like you're saying, what you're attracting more of it. And I know that's exactly what you're saying, but I think that by saying that in a way that you're telling universe, like specifically by your actions, may just come across a little bit differently. So maybe you might be able to see that in a different way.
Absolutely.
Like it's actually a command, right? Like it's,
yeah.
I kind of view it like a command, like, I didn't, universe, really want that opportunity. I'm annoyed with this. Can you go ahead and shut this flow off, And then universe is like, okay, sure. And then you start to see your opportunities or the things that they start to have a trickle. And then we go into the next extreme, which is kind of freak out that nothing's happening.
And then you slip into the stuck, right?
Right.
I mean,
right,
remember, it's only a few steps away. You're exactly on it, Leonka.
Right.
When we are in overwhelm and we're saying, no, I don't want any more. I don't want any more. I can't, you know, and, you know, what could be happening is that we're actually in training for something even greater. And,
aww,
you know, maybe it's new. Maybe it's still a little uncomfortable. Maybe, but you're right. We're saying, nope, 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 I don't want any more. Stop, stop, let me get off. Well, the moment we do that, of course, we're either going to feel more overwhelmed or we're going to bounce back into stuck because everything will stop. And then we're like, why isn't anything happening?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
So
it's
almost we're
like I want to pull out the duct tape, right, and just and not that that's going to change because it's really my thoughts that are controlling what comes out of my mouth. But and if I'm thinking it, then I'm, you know, then and it's coming out of my mouth, then I'm definitely thinking it. But, you know, it's like I want to pull out the duct tape or just like maybe like a little like, you know, something that like triggers and be like, don't. You know, just to be present. I guess that's the lesson here, right? Just to be more present of, and mindful of when you're doing those things.
Well, and the reality is whether we're in overwhelm or whether we're in stuck, everything is constantly changing whether we can see it or not. You know, it's kind of like, you know, have you ever been sitting outside and, you know, it's you're watching the sunset and and, you know, maybe you start talking about something, and then all of a sudden it's dark. And it's like, how did that happen?
Yes.
By moment, I mean, things are always changing, even if we're not aware of it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You can be
yes.
sitting there watching the most beautiful sunset, and then you get lost in a conversation or whatever. And the next thing you know, it's dark. Sun's gone down.
Right. Right.
So, everything is changing every minute, whether we see it or not, whether we're aware of it or not. So whether you're in stuck or whether you're in overwhelm, you know, it's kind of like, oh, I know what I just saw. You remember the Chinese torture? I don't know if you've ever seen those, Leonka. They're called the Chinese torture something, but it's like a
do they stretch you?
Well, no, it's like a straitjacket, and the harder you resist, the tighter it gets,
oh.
And you can't get out. I don't know if you've seen that
yes.
or not, but that's
is it the one where I mean they have like a toy version of it where it's like the finger and you put it in and so like
yes,
you
yes,
finger
yes,
out
yes.
and it like
yes.
clamps harder down
yes.
on you. It's like a little
yes, exactly.
little bitty one. Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of, and the one
ooh.
I'm thinking of is actually it looks like a straitjacket. It's like a white thing that goes around your arms, and the more
uh-huh.
you try to move, the tighter it becomes. And
mm-hmm.
that's what happens to us whether we're when we go into the resistance of overwhelm and stuck. And what I'm trying to say is, everything is moving, even if we don't think it is. So, everything is temporary. The stuck is temporary, the overwhelm is temporary, and so our goal tonight is to get you to begin to think of, it's as if the moment that you become aware, okay, I'm really in overwhelm, or okay, I'm really stuck, can I be an allowance? What would I need to do?
Yeah.
To be more aware, what could I do right now? Because I know this is not, I'm not going to remain here. Just like you know when you go outside, you know, on a summer night at 8 o'clock, it's not going to, you know, the sun's going to go down. I mean, things are changing even though you don't see
yes.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's that soft, gentle reminder of, you know, what would I need to be more aware of here so that I can find that allowance, so I can find that sweet spot we're talking about, so that I can, you know, stop the squeezing in on me. And, you know, a lot of times it is just in the breath, bringing yourself, you know, back to presence, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it feels
mm-hmm.
good to take a breath, doesn't it? Because remember, we've talked about this before. You can't breathe for tomorrow. You can't breathe for yesterday. You can only breathe for this moment. And if you can find your way back to the breath, sometimes immediately you can begin to find more allowance. A little more
yes.
aligned. Yeah, because you realize this is everything's temporary. Everything, right? I mean,
yes.
Everything is temporary.
Yeah,
and,
every exact second, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And, you know, things, and change is inevitable. So what if we could get more into alignment and become more friends with things are going to flow and sway and change? And what if we didn't have to be, you know, go into Extremeville? What if, you know, we recognize, wow, the flow's really open right now? Or, wow, things seem to have slowed down right now. You know, wonder what I need to be aware of if things are feeling very slow or not moving very, you know, is there something else that the universe's consciousness is wanting me to see, you know? And we could say that on either spectrum, even in overwhelm.
Yes.
And think when we're drinking through the fire hose,
yes.
it could be,
yes.
What is consciousness wanting me to see here, you know?
True
because
story.
Either way, we're out of, in some ways, out of out of alignment with our own unique allowance.
Mhm. Mhm.
Because as you said,
right.
there is no perfect place for anyone.
Right.
I mean, you know,
there's no real. Right. There's like the way I view. Well, there's no such thing as perfect balance. There's no. It's a myth. It's a myth, people. It's okay. Don't worry.
It is.
There's no such thing as perfect balance. We find our unique allowance to our alignment. So it's our unique alignment of allowance. And so, you know, it's where that would be the pseudo sweet spot. That would be what we would consider a sweet spot. But, the idea of having true balance and whatever, that's a myth. I mean, don't make yourself wrong for not always having that. But just being able to come back using, like you said, breath, or just being able to come back using, just being mindful, right? Even just saying, okay, and maybe even gratitude. I know that's one thing that works for me a lot when I'm in overwhelm. Or Stuckville, too, right? I'd be like, what's the gift in this?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, that question, what's the gift in this? Please, people, write that down. You have no idea, you know, what that can open for you in these places, in the extreme bills, when you can ask, you know, what's the gift in this for me? Or,
and there's been times where I've angrily yelled that out. That's okay, and that's okay, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, and I'm kind of saying it funnily, but like, I mean, there's been times where I've, like, got my toe running, you know, dropped everything that I'm trying to run out the door with. My son's jacket's barely hanging on. And, you know, I'm just like, oh, my gosh. And I'm like, what's the gift in this? You know? And that actually brings me to a place where I kind of laugh at myself for feeling so overwhelmed when I'm saying, you know, usually it's because of opportunity, you know, got me out the door or something like that. And I usually am super grateful for whatever it is that we're about to go do. But, you know, I have to bring myself back to mindfulness. So it's okay if you're yelling it out kind of, you know, spitefully. But if you can come back to that, you know, what the true meaning of that is, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because if we find ourselves in either place, in either extreme, there is a message there. Or we wouldn't be there. Consciousness, the universe, is wanting to give us information.
You know, I don't mean to interrupt. Oh, my gosh, you have to come back to that. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm going to let you finish, and then I'm going to tell a funny story. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go ahead. No, it's okay.
Do you remember the time where, I mean, this is what came up for me, but do you remember the time when we were doing free strategy sessions right during the reveal, and we were having, like, you know, they were like, I mean, 7, 12-hour days, right? And
yeah.
This time where my toddler, my son was only two, and the dog fell down the stairs.
Oh,
right during a strategy session, you know, like.
Yes, yes.
And then I thought he broke his leg because he only has three legs anyway. And because my son left the gate open and now he's crying because he thinks the dog is hurting.
Oh,
I'm
gosh.
Like, what's the gift in this?
What's the gift? Yeah, the gift.
You know, in those moments, and I was just like, oh, gosh. And remember, like, and we laugh about it now, but remember I wanted to cry? Like, I was just so depressed.
Yes. I think actually you did cry. I think when we caught up later, you did cry. And you know what? And I want to say something right now. It's not that either one is wrong. Overwhelm is not wrong. Duck is not wrong. It's just if it comes out extreme, it's just an invitation for you to look at, you know, what maybe is there something inside of you that's asking for something else that maybe you're
great.
Not that you're not willing to give yourself, or maybe you haven't even noticed, or you know, I mean, overwhelm could be, you know, your own inner way of saying, I need time for me. I need I don't need to make everything outside of me so significant, you know. I don't need to wreck my car to get to this meeting, you know.
Right. Yes. Yes. Right.
You know, it's not that important. You know, am I making it so significant that I'm losing my peace over it? Right?
True.
So all this is just a matter of flow, and we're all learning how to, you know, it's kind of like if you think about the ocean. I mean, it's always moving, right? It's just always, you know, sometimes it's pulling out, and then it's pushing the waves in, and then it's pulling out and pushing the waves in. And, you know, it doesn't resist and say, oh, my God, the waves are pushing out. I'm Extremeville.
No.
Right? It's
good.
Like,
yeah.
It's an acceptance of, you know, because sometimes it pushes the waves out hugely. You know, but it's not making anything wrong. It's in total acceptance of whatever speed it's on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what if we could begin to think of our lives in less Extremeville and just aware of, you know, there are times when there's more flow, when there's more things happening. Life is speeded up. You know, we're handling more things than we have in the past. And then there are times when it feels like nothing's moving at all. And neither is wrong. It's just in those times, rather than feeling anxiety, unhappy, making stories up about I'm not getting what I want, what if we could just be with either side and allow ourselves to come back to center and peacefulness, and who knows what we might discover? Who knows what we might discover?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I know that whenever I was not, you know, when I felt like I was in Stuckville, and when I would ask, what's the gift in this? I received that, you know, this is a time for you to learn. This is a time for you to, you know, study up and spend some time with Ryzen, you know, my son, and really take in these moments and just be very present. And then also, you know, brush up on some of the stuff that you've been wanting to work on, because you're about to use all of that. And you know what? That's very true. And
you're right, Leonka. It's very true, because, you know, it's, you know, everything is changing. Everything is flowing, just like the, you know, just like the ocean. And, you know, you think that you, sometimes when we feel stuck, we think nothing is ever going to change. Nothing is ever going to change. And, you know, even for me, I was in a little bit of a feeling stuck towards the end of last year. And, you know, I wish I had been a little more aware. But I was so anxious to get out of Stuckville. And, now, I find that my life has speeded up so fast. I wish I'd been a little more aware when I was feeling kind of stuck, you know, because, whether you're on one side of the spectrum or the other, I promise you guys, wait 5 minutes and the tide will change.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Or the wind will change. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's so what we're inviting everyone tonight is to think about, you know, which side of the spectrum you're on. It really doesn't matter. Remember, it's the same because it causes the same emotional feelings. And how can you allow yourself to let go of the resistance of whatever it is you're feeling, stuckness or overwhelm, and begin to find that sweet spot, that alignment where you can breathe and know that, okay, yes, this too is temporary. This too is temporary. Because things, we all know, things can change in a minute. Things can change overnight. And, you know, this leads me to, I love this discussion tonight, Lee. I've loved it. But it takes us to what we're going to talk about next week, which is, you know, tonight we kind of wanted to lay the groundwork of living in Extremeville and how we, most of us do that. Most of us stay there. We just bounce back and forth. What if we didn't have to do that? What if there was a way that whether you were in overwhelm or stuckness or whatever, that you could be proactive and prepare to receive? Because number one, the majority of us are not good at receiving. Most of us, when we do receive, we don't know how to let it in, allow it properly. We may push it away. We may make a story about it. We may think we don't deserve it. We may sabotage it. So what we wanted to do was start off tonight creating the ground of being for this talk, but next week really go deeper into, in this new age of awareness, of being proactive and preparing to receive. Because if you're in that place of preparing to receive, it doesn't really matter if you're, you know, if you want to say you're in stuck or if you say you're in overwhelm. You know that things are about to change.
Yeah.
And there's going to be gifts in either one, either way you go. And I don't think anyone ever thinks about preparing to receive, because there's a lot to that. Because if you've been in Stuckville for a long time, and if you've been asking and asking and asking and asking, consciousness of the universe, please, 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 please. And, you know, let's say, you know, all of a sudden you take a breath, you hit the sweet spot, you open the door to allowance just a little bit, and then what if the drinking through the fire hose of receiving pours on you, right?
Right.
What? Then all that goodness is all of a sudden turned into overwhelm, isn't it?
Yeah.
Instead of goodness.
Instead of
what you've been asking for.
Yes. If we're not in allowance, or if we, and taking it step four, if we hadn't really prepared. But right now, even if you hadn't prepared, and even if you hadn't prepared, you know, you can also be in allowance and be prepared for either or, right?
Yes.
Receiving either or, because it is all receiving.
It is all receiving. And it's us receiving life no matter what it is. You know, we none of us know when we wake up tomorrow, you know, what you know, we can win the lottery, or, you know, a family member might pass. I mean, and that is the common denominator for every one of us on the planet. You know?
Right.
And so how to, you know, what Leonk and I are always doing every week, every time that we think of our audience, it's like, what can we give them to help them expand, to help them receive, to help them create more of what they want, to help them receive more of what they want? I mean, this is what we're always doing. And this has been percolating between Leonka and I now for several months. So it's time for us to talk about preparing to receive. Yeah.
Funny thing is that we tend to, right? Funny thing is we tend to talk about what we experience, and then we ask consciousness, we're like, is this coming up because more people are, you know, needing this? And we'll usually get, you know, when it's about the time, it's like a definite, like, bam, today's the day. We're like, okay.
Yeah.
Because it's usually stuff that comes up for us, and we're like, oh, okay, great. And if it's coming up for us, then we usually know it's coming up for a lot of people as well. And usually if it's like the day where we know we're getting hit over the head with it, like, you need to talk about this right now. Yes, we do. And because we know it serves to really expand. And it's wouldn't you say this is a conversation that not a lot of people have?
I've never heard anyone talk about preparing to receive. And I've actually never heard anyone talk about the idea of overwhelmed and stuck being actually the same thing.
Saying that we just haven't heard it. I'm sure it's out there. I'm sure lots of people are like, oh, yeah, duh. You know, they probably heard it just the other day. But, you know, we hadn't heard other people talk about it. And so I felt like, I mean, I brought it up to Deborah when we were kind of experiencing it. And I said, you know, it's kind of funny how, you know, when we get what we've been asking for, then we go, oh, my gosh, it's so much. And then when we're stuck, we're like, oh, my gosh, you know. So that's why and it's not a whiny conversation by any means. I think it's about really, again, being not whiny but more allowance, right? It's not bad. It's not making yourself wrong for either or, because believe you me, there's times where I did get whiny that day or whatever, right? And so it's more about, and we're glad to have a conversation that, you know, maybe somebody may not be having because it may not be the most attractive one, but we felt like this was a conversation that could really expand people in a way that, that, you know, it's just something that people don't talk about a lot. You know?
Well, and I know it's true. I mean, I hear it all the time on the podcasts and the shows and the leaders that I listen to. I mean, when I hear people call in, I mean, I either hear, I'm so stuck, I don't know what to do, or I'm so overwhelmed, I don't know what to do. So when I say these things, there are millions of people who are dealing with this. And, you know, and Leonka and I are always pushing the edge of how do we support our audience? You know, what conversations can we have that can spark things within you? And what we are discovering, and we're certainly not perfect at it, is the more we can be in allowance and the more we have these conversations that expand, the more ease people have in their lives, and that's what we desire for ourselves. That's what we desire for you. So with that, my lovely partner,
I have enjoyed
our conversation thoroughly.
I certainly
hope our listeners do, and as always, we love to hear your comments, and you know what Leonka says, feedback
we think people
is
who,
hot.
Yeah, it's hot, hot, hot. Yes, we think people who comment are hot. And it's because you are, you know, being a little bit brave and stepping out there and letting us know how we can expand and serve you best. And with that, I do thank everyone for joining us. Always, you can catch the newest topics. If we do a funny video for you, you can catch that as well. At www.lyanca.com. Well, with that, guys, we love, love, love that you always show up with us, and thank you for this journey of a podcast with us. Big hugs to you. And with that,
we will see you next week. Same time, same station next week.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, good night.
The moderator has left the conference.